You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Good morning and happy April 11th. I'm Mark Pikert, the editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you're listening to Playbill Vault Presents, Today in Theater History. In 1914, Mrs. Patrick Campbell and Herbert Beerbohm Tree are the very first Eliza Doolittle and Professor Higgins when George Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion premieres. Mrs. Pat, as her friends called her, was 49 when she created the role of Eliza. Though universally known and remembered by her first husband's name, her true first name was Beatrice. Tony and Oscar winner Joel Grey was born today in 1932. Among the roles he originated on The Great White Way were George M. Cohan, King Charles VII of France, Cabaret's MC, and The Wizard of Oz in Wicked. He also played Amos Hart in The Revival of Chicago and Moonface Martin in The Revival of Anything Goes, and recently had a big success as a director with a Yiddish language Fiddler on the Roof off-Broadway. After Fred Astaire projects it as a movie for himself, Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart's On Your Toes opens at Broadway's Imperial Theater in 1936. Astaire thought the project would clash with his debonair image. Ray Bolger got the role instead, setting him on the road to stardom. The musical includes Future Standards, There's a Small Hotel, and Glad to Be Unhappy, plus the George Balanchine jazz ballet, Slaughter on 10th Avenue. In 1967, two small supporting characters told audiences what happens offstage in Hamlet when Tom Stoppard's Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead opened at London's Old Vic. The play premiered on Broadway later that same year and won the Tony Award for Best Play. Jules Dassin, the film director known for gritty, brutal noirs like Night in the City and Brute Force, brings his romantic comedy Never on Sunday to Broadway as a musical in 1967. Now titled Ilya Darling, the film's original star, Melina Mercouri, returns as the good-natured prostitute who loosens up a scholar from Connecticut in Greece. Orson Bean played the scholar named Homer. It was that kind of show. Closing after less than a year, the musical eventually went on tour, starring Sid Charisse. One of theater's most enduring hits premiered on Broadway today in 1991 with the arrival of Miss Saigon at the Broadway Theater, helicopter and all. Leah Salonga became a star as the tragic Kim, picking up a Tony Award, as did her co-star, Jonathan Pryce. The tears continued to flow and the helicopter continued to take off for 4,092 performances. The Neil Simon got a happy tune when The King and I opened there in 1996. Starring Lou Diamond Phillips and Donna Murphy as the title pair, the revival nets both performers Tony Awards. Faith Prince and Marie Osmond both stepped in as the titular I, also known as Anna, over the show's nearly two-year run. Director Michael Blakemore sets himself up for a very good night at the Tony Awards with the opening of Copenhagen in 2000. Michael Frayn's drama, about a 1941 meeting between German physicist Werner Heisenberg and Danish counterpart Niels Bohr, earns Blakemore a Best Director Tony Award the same night he also picks one up for directing that season's Kiss Me, Kate revival. The show is one of a handful to preserve its original cast's performances as an album. In 2010, Million Dollar Quartet, a musical about the 1956 recording session that brought together Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and Elvis Presley, opened at the Nederlander Theater. Directed by Eric Schaefer, the production earned Levi Kreis a Tony Award for his performance as Jerry Lee Lewis. Chris Rock made his Broadway debut in 2011 with The Motherfucker with the Hat at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater. A year later, Magic Bird, about the rivalry and friendship between the basketball superstars Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, opened at the Longacre Theater, where it ran for 37 performances. And in 2013, Matilda opened and settled in for more than 1,500 performances at the Schubert Theater. Also born on this day, Paul Douglas, Louise Lasser, and Bill Irwin. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.